Bonsoir à tout le monde.
Good evening, everyone.
Amen. Est-ce qu'on peut acclamer le Seigneur ce soir?
Can we praise the Lord tonight?
On a un Dieu vivant, formidable, merveilleux.
He's marvelous, amen, amen. Amazing. Amen, amen.
Je voudrais vraiment dire merci à Pasteur Schaller.
I would really like to thank Pastor Schaller
pour ce privilège.
For this privilege.
Que nous avons de venir ici et de partager la parole de Dieu.
That we have to come here and share the word of God.
Et d'être grandement édifié par la parole et par vos vies.
And to be greatly edified by the word and by your lives.
Merci à Pasteur Schibelli.
Thank you to Pastor Schibelli.
Il ne se fatigue pas de venir vers nous en Afrique.
Who came towards us in Africa.
Il y a des grandes choses qui se passent là-bas.
And great things are happening there.
Et nous bénissons vraiment le Seigneur.
And we really bless the Lord.
Je voudrais aussi dire merci au Seigneur pour mon pasteur, Pasteur Luigi.
And I would like to thank the Lord for my pastor, Pastor Luigi.
C'est vrai. C'est un homme formidable.
Really, he's an amazing man.
Et au travers de sa vie donnée, il nous a fait grand bien.
And through his given life, he has done much good to us.
Merci à mon ami Pasteur Emile.
Thank you to my friend Pasteur Emile.
Pour son message ce matin, nous sommes des rois.
For his message this morning, we are kings.
Et c'est merveilleux.
And it's marvelous.
Et nous recevons depuis Burkina et les cours de Paris.
And in Burkina Faso, we receive Bible classes from Paris.
Merci à Pasteur Michel Texier.
Thank you to Pastor Michel Texier.
C'est des cours aussi que plusieurs personnes suivent.
For these classes that many people are taking.
Les cours de Baltimore aussi.
And we take courses from Baltimore as well.
Dieu est bon.
God is good.
Il nous fait du bien.
And he does good to us.
Alors, ce matin, Pasteur Schibelli a parlé donc des surprises de la grâce.
This morning, Pastor Schibelli talked about the surprise of grace.
Et donc, j'ai pensé dire simplement que continuons dans la grâce de Dieu.
So I thought we would speak and continue about continuing in the grace of God.
Aussi, j'avais un titre, mon titre serait simplement continuons dans la grâce de Dieu.
Also, I had a title. It was Let's Continue in the Grace of God.
C'est d'ailleurs mon titre ce soir.
That's my title.
Continuons dans la grâce de Dieu.
Let's continue in the grace of God.
Dans 2 Corinthiens au chapitre 3.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
Le verset 6.
Verse 6.
Il dit, il nous a aussi rendu capables.
Who also made us sufficient.
D'être ministres d'une nouvelle alliance.
As ministers of the new covenant.
Non de la lettre, mais de l'esprit.
Not of the letter, but of the spirit.
Car la lettre tue.
For the letter kills.
Mais l'esprit vivifie.
But the spirit gives life.
Prions.
Let's pray.
Seigneur, merci.
Lord, thank you.
Bénis ta parole.
Bless your word.
Fais-nous du bien.
Cause it to do good to us.
Bâtis-nous. Construis-nous pendant cette conférence.
Build us through this conference.
Merci, Seigneur, au nom de Jésus.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Et c'est vrai, car la lettre tue le dit.
It's true. It is said that the letter kills.
Mais l'esprit vivifie.
But the Spirit gives life.
Et quand nous lisons dans Hébreux, au chapitre 12,
and when we read in Hebrews chapter 12,
le verset 18 et 22,
chapter 8 and verse 22,
il a dit, vous ne vous êtes pas approché d'une montagne qu'on pouvait toucher.
It says, you have not approached a mountain that can be touched.
Et qui était embrasé par le feu.
And that was covered with fire.
Ni de la nuit, ni des ténèbres, ni de la tempête.
Not storm, not darkness.
Le verset 22.
Verse 22.
Mais vous êtes approché de la montagne de Sion.
But you have come near to Mount Zion.
De la cité du Dieu vivant.
The city of the living God.
La Jérusalem céleste.
The heavenly Jerusalem.
Des myriades qui forment le cœur des anges. J'ai dit 12, 18 et 22.
Okay. So chapter 12.
Oui.
Yeah, 12, 18 and 22. Excuse me.
Alors donc, ici, ces deux passages sont des passages très forts.
These two passages are very strong passages.
Et comme nous avons dit, nous avons besoin de continuer dans la grâce de Dieu.
As I said, we need to continue in the grace of God.
Et si nous continuons dans la grâce de Dieu, qu'est-ce qui va se passer? C'est que nous aurons toujours des surprises, comme on l'a vu ce matin.
And if we continue in the grace of God, what is going to happen is we will continue to have surprises, as we
ici,
saw this morning.
Lorsque je pense à ces passages,
here, when I think about this passage,
ça me fait penser à la fête de Pentecôte.
It makes me think of the feast of Pentecost.
Et cette célébration, donc, du don de la loi de Dieu.
This celebration of the gifts of the law of God.
Il a lieu 50 jours, donc après la fête de Pâques.
After the feast of Passover.
Et quand Dieu a donné aux Israélites donc les 10 commandements.
When God gave to the Israelites the 10 commandments.
Donc au Mont Sinaï.
At Mount Sinai.
Quand ils ont reçu les 10 commandements.
When they received the 10 commandments.
Donc c'était bien 50 jours après donc la fête de Pâques.
It was 50 jours.
Oui, après la fête de
Pâques. It was 50 days after the feast of Passover.
Ils sont sortis de l'Égypte.
They left Egypt.
Par le bras puissant de l'Éternel.
By the powerful arm of the holy of the Eternal One.
Mais que s'est-il passé?
But what happened?
Dieu leur a donné donc la loi.
God gave them the law.
Donc sur la première Pentecôte.
So then came Pentecost.
Lorsque nous lisons dans Exode au chapitre 32 le verset 28.
When we read in Exodus 32 and verse 28.
Nous voyons.
We see
qu'il y a eu 3000 morts environ.
That there were 3,000 deaths, more or less.
Il y a la Pentecôte.
And then there was Pentecost.
La loi est donnée.
The law is given.
Et environ 3000 morts.
3,000 deaths.
Les gens meurent.
People dying.
Et puis ensuite,
and
on
then,
peut comparer cela à l'autre Pentecôte.
We could compare that to the other Pentecost.
Dans le Nouveau Testament.
In the New Testament.
Dans le livre des Actes des Apôtres.
In the book of the Acts of the Apostles.
Il a dit que lorsque donc cette Pentecôte a été pleinement reçue,
it says when this Pentecost was fully received.
Dieu n'a pas donné la loi.
God didn't give the law.
Mais Dieu a donné le Saint-Esprit.
God gave the Holy Spirit.
Dieu nous a donné le Saint-Esprit.
God has given us the Holy Spirit.
Et par le Saint-Esprit, aujourd'hui, nous sommes enfants de Dieu.
And by the Holy Spirit today we are children of God.
Celui qui n'a pas l'Esprit de Dieu n'a pas Christ en lui.
He who doesn't have the Spirit of God does not have Christ in him. It's the Holy Spirit in us, which manifests the Spirit of Christ in us. And what really happened on that day when the Holy Spirit came? In Acts chapter 2 and verse 41,
3,000
people are saved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Un jour,
one day, 3,000 people more or less die.
Et puis une autre fois,
and then another time,
3,000 personnes sont sauvées.
3,000 people are saved.
Parce que c'est pas la même chose.
Because it's not the same thing.
Y a quelque chose qui, tu fais la différence ici.
Something makes the difference here.
Et c'est fort.
And it's strong.
Pourquoi?
Why?
Parce que ça, cela montre que
it shows that the letter kills.
Mais l'esprit donne la vie.
But the Spirit gives life.
L'esprit donne la vie.
The Spirit gives life.
Et par l'esprit, nous avons la vie.
And by the Spirit, we have
la
life.
La loi a été donnée.
The law was given.
Et Christ, donc, est gravé sur les pierres.
It was inscribed on stone.
Et ça servit de mort.
And it,
ou ça servit à la mort.
It produced death.
Et a tué 3,000 personnes.
Killed 3,000 people.
C'est pourquoi l'apôtre Paul l'appelle.
That's why the apostle Paul calls.
Le ministère de la mort.
He calls it the ministry of death.
Et le ministère de la condamnation.
A ministry of condemnation.
Dans 2 Corinthiens 3, 7 et 9.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 7 and 8.
Et d'autre part.
And elsewhere.
L'esprit a servi la vie.
The spirit serves with life.
À 3,000 âmes. À 3,000 personnes.
Gives life to 3,000 people.
3,000 personnes qui ont été sauvées.
3,000 souls were saved.
Vous savez,
you know.
Si nous essayons de vivre par la loi,
it's life.
Si nous essayons de garder les commandements.
If we try to keep the law, if we try to keep the commandments.
Parce qu'on veut être
béni. Because we want to be blessed.
Et bien sûr, des gens essaient de le faire.
And of course, people are trying to do that.
La seule chose qu'on va faire.
The only thing we're going to do.
C'est d'amener la mort dans notre vie.
Is just bring death into our lives.
C'est d'éviter la mort dans notre vie.
We will just bring death into our lives.
Mais si nous acceptons,
but if we accept simply
la vie de l'esprit,
the life of the Spirit
en mettant notre confiance en Jésus,
and placing our confidence
en disant,
in Jesus
ce n'est pas nous-mêmes, c'est pas par nous-mêmes,
and saying it's not us, it's not by ourselves,
par notre habileté,
it's not by our ability,
c'est pas par notre capacité,
it's not by our capacity,
mais le Saint-Esprit le fera,
but the Holy Spirit will
la vie
do
de Dieu en nous le fera.
The life of God in us will do
ça
it.
Change beaucoup de choses.
It will change many
parce
things.
Que j'ai tout par la grâce de Dieu.
Because I have everything by the grace
et j'ai
de of
surprise,
God.
Comme l'a entendu ce matin.
And I'm surprised as we heard this
le fait
morning.
D'être ici, ce soir,
the fact of being here tonight.
C'est une surprise pour moi.
It's a surprise for me.
Il y avait rien qui montrait que je pouvais être ici.
There was nothing that indicated that I could
rien.
Be here. Nothing.
Il faut rien prendre pour acquis.
We shouldn't take anything for granted.
Tout est par grâce.
Everything is by grace.
Et lorsque nous regardons les choses de la mauvaise façon,
and when we look at things in the wrong manner,
dans notre mariage,
like something that would happen in our marriage, for example.
Essayer de faire les choses par la loi.
Like when we try and fix things by the law.
Dans notre ministère. La souffrance dans notre manière de vivre dans notre carrière.
Like a suffering and the way we live, our career.
Mais quand nous dépendons de l'Esprit de grâce,
when we depend on the Spirit of grace,
la vie est amenée.
Life is brought forth.
La vie est amenée.
Life is brought forth.
L'Esprit de grâce.
The Spirit of grace.
Vous savez, on peut vivre des percées, on peut avancer.
We can go forward.
Galates 3, verset 5.
Verse 5.
Et manifester le fruit de l'Esprit.
Manifesting the fruit of the Spirit.
Donc si je veux être béni.
So if I want to be blessed.
Si je veux vivre la bénédiction de Dieu instant après instant, moment après moment.
If I want to live the blessing of God instant after instant, moment by moment.
Béni.
Because in any case, I'm already blessed.
Je ne poursuis pas de bénédiction. Je ne poursuis pas de bénédiction.
Je ne
poursuis pas. Je ne pousse pas.
I don't. I'm not like pushing for blessings.
Je ne poursuis pas. Je ne cherche pas.
Yeah, I'm not looking for blessings.
Okay. Je suis déjà béni.
I'm already blessed.
J'étais dans une province.
I was in an area, a region.
L'offrande de l'église pouvait être 350 francs CFA, ça veut dire ça valait même pas un dollar.
And the offering was
350 francs CFA. Donc c'est même moins d'un dollar.
350 francs, it was less than a worth less than a dollar,
et
the offering.
Et dans la semaine, on n'avait même pas le pétrole pour faire le culte.
And like in a week, we didn't even have enough like gas to get to the place for the service.
Mais l'offrande c'était beaucoup.
So that, it wasn't a big offering. It was less than a dollar.
Je n'avais pas de vélo.
And I had no bike.
Je n'avais pas de moto.
I had no motorcycle.
Je marchais avec mes béquilles.
I was walking with my crutches.
Et parfois, mes mains étaient blessées parce que j'allais, je partais partout pour évangéliser.
And sometimes my hands were even just wounded,
donc,
not well.
Je cherchais des compresses. Je mettais ça autour de mes bras.
I was trying to put these compresses
et
around my hands, my arms, and I was trying to go out and evangelize.
Mais vous savez, dans mon cœur.
But you know, in my heart,
c'était clair.
It was clear.
Qu'il y a rien que je puisse avoir.
That there's nothing I can have
puisse me donner plus de joie
that would give me more joy than the joy that I find in a salvation.
C'était clair pour moi.
It was clear.
Et si on me donne un avion aujourd'hui,
and if you gave me a plane today,
je n'aurais pas plus de joie
I wouldn't have more joy
than
I wouldn't have more joy if you gave me an airplane than the day that I got saved and became a child of God.
Ces choses ne sont rien.
Knowing that we are nothing.
Elles ne sont absolument rien.
Absolutely nothing.
Mais le salut que nous avons,
but the salvation that we have,
est un salut éternel.
This is an eternal salvation.
Et nous bénissons le Seigneur.
And we bless the Lord.
Je me réjouis de ce que Dieu a fait pour
I rejoice
moi et son enfant.
At what God has done for me, his child.
Et ce n'est pas ce qu'on a donné au Mont Sinaï.
And it's not for what was given at Mount Sinai.
L'esprit sur le Mont Sion.
We received the Spirit at the Mount Zion.
La Bible dit, vous n'êtes pas venu à la montagne du Sinaï.
That's why the Bible says you haven't come to Mount
tu
Sinai.
Ne peux pas être touché.
Which cannot be touched,
en feu,
which is burning,
rempli de ténèbres,
which is filled with darkness,
tempête,
which is filled with storm.
Mais vous vous êtes approché,
but you have drawn near
la montagne de Sion,
to Mount Zion,
la cité de, du Dieu vivant,
the holy city of
la
God,
Jérusalem céleste,
the heavenly Jerusalem,
des myriades, tu formes le cœur des anges,
with myriads of angels.
Le Seigneur nous bénit,
may the Lord bless
de Sion,
us. Zion.
Psalm 128.
Psalm 128, verse 5.
Et non de Sinaï.
Not from Sinai.
Merci.
Thank God.
Pour votre amour qui est manifesté à notre égard.
Thank you for your love that is shown towards
nous
us.
Avons été sauvés par la foi.
We were saved by faith.
Ephesians
2:8.
Maintenant, nous allons continuer dans l'esprit de grâce.
Now we are going to continue in the spirit of
nous
grace.
Allons rester sur la bonne montagne.
At the right mountain.
Et l'esprit de grâce.
The spirit of grace.
Va continuer d'accomplir des miracles dans nos vies.
Will continue to accomplish miracles
nous
in our lives.
Dieu.
We believe God.
Nous restons fermes dans ce que Dieu a fait pour nous.
And we stand firm on what God
et
has done for us.
Les surprises.
And there will always be surprises of grace.
Que Dieu nous bénisse.
May God bless us.
Amen.
Amen.
Formidable. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't that good? Let's review it, shall we? How many of you heard it and got something from that message? Okay, now Proverbs 22:18, is it? That the words are like I receive the words, and then they are fitted in my mouth. So that means I receive it, and then I'm able to say it, right? What I heard, and I'm going to have you stand up and talk to your neighbor in a minute, because I want you just for a second, just very short. Like, there were two things. One, Matt, what was it at the giving of the law? Because I kind of missed this part. This is for my help, too. That at Sinai, was there 3,000 people that died? So when he gave the law, there was death. And then at Pentecost, 3,000 people got saved by grace. And he said we should always be thankful. Didn't he say that? Yes, sir. Everything we have is by grace, and to be a grace believer and to be built up in grace. And he said that in one meeting. They took the offering, and there wasn't even enough money. It was not even $1, but he had to go to the next meeting. And they didn't have gas, so he started walking with his crutches, and his hands got kind of, you know, was hard, so he wrapped them with gauze and was walking. And he said that the joy that he has, isn't that amazing? Is he a servant of God?
Yes, sir.
Whoa, amazing. Well, what else did you get out of that message? Would you stand up and tell your neighbor what it was? Go ahead. I know you don't like to stand up and talk. I know that. But you got to do it anyway. Okay, you may be seated. The other night at the church service here, we introduced Pastor Ganesh, but because we have more visitors and maybe haven't heard it, he 34 years ago met Joe Swader, Pastor Joe Swader in India, who was sent out from Lenox with the team. Manny Harrison was on the team and others. And Ganesh was from a faraway village, and Joe Swader gave him a New Testament. He read it in the weekend, returned it to Pastor Joe. I remember Joe telling me this. He said, I gave this guy this New Testament, and he read it all weekend, and he gave it back to me. And he said, it's yours. It's a gift to you. Anyway, he's been wanting to come to America, to this convention for years, but he's never been able to get a visa. But at the embassy now, they said, why do you want to go to America? He said, because our church has a convention and I'd like to go. And secondly, I'd like to go see the grave of Billy Graham. And they said, why do you want to go see the grave? He said, so I can pray there that God will raise up a Billy Graham for India. They said, you got your visa. God bless you. Go to America. So we were at the White House yesterday outside with the rest of the tourists and folks there outside the White House in Washington, D.C., and we set up the sketchboard and we preached there, and we gave him the freedom to preach, and he gave a great message, and he was ministering. We had a beautiful day yesterday. Okay, so welcome, Pastor Ganesh.
I am so privileged to be here among the great men and women that God is using around the world. And long time I wanted to come here and meet all of you and learn from you and hear from you so that I could be built up and encouraged and edified. But 8 years I was praying and God has answered the prayer. And today I'm in front of you standing. And really so privileged to be with all of you. You are such amazing people. God has chosen you for this generation. And I am so thankful to Pastor Saller that he gave me this privilege to stand before you. So give him the big hand. I always thought in this way, 1989, I met Dr. Carl Steven, and we had a wonderful talk together one day. And then I asked him, like, Elijah has the double portion, so what will be your double portion? So Pastor Saller and Pastor Sibeli, his double portion. And the Greater Grace World Outreach is just like been flourishing all over the country. Glory to God. Thank you very much. it was my privilege yesterday to go to Washington, D.C. and see that White House. And I came from a country where a lot of our ministers and politicians, they don't speak English. So they carry along with them the translator. This brother was talking in the language, and then the English, the other was translating into Hindi, into English, and he was talking in their language. So in when Bill Clinton was the president of America, that time one Indian minister came to White House, and he has appointment with Bill Clinton. So very next day he has appointment, and he carried with him an interpreter, the translator with him, a man from India. And this minister, he don't know how to speak English. So the translator says, "Sir, you don't worry about the conversation. When you go to meet Bill Clinton at the White House, you just say to him, 'Hello, Mr. Clinton, how are you?' And Mr. Clinton will say, 'I am fine.' And you say, 'I too.'" So this Indian minister, he's been practicing, and he got in the morning, got his dress, sit in the limousine here. Mr. Clinton was along with his colleagues waiting for these ministers. So this Indian minister walked to him, and as he was practicing, he said, "Hello, Mr. Clinton, how are you?" He will say, "I am fine," and then I have to say, "I too." So as he walked to the Mr. Clinton, he said, "Hello, Mr. Clinton, who are you?" Mr. Clinton got a little puzzled, and he said, "I am the husband of Hillary Clinton." He said, "I too." Okay. Okay. If you have a Bible tonight, very short time. I don't want to take much of the time. Okay. Genesis, the 5th chapter. Please open for a short while. I'm not a big speaker or teacher or anything, but I just prayed to God that wherever I will have a privilege to preach, I will take that privilege for the glory of God. So Genesis, the 5th chapter, and we're reading from 21, 22, 23, and 24 verses. "And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." So this is the man in the Bible about Enoch. There are only six verses. Four here, one in the Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5, and one in the Jude chapter 1 and verse 14. This great life, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I want to just speak for a short while that there are three types of walk. First, we begin our walk. Then we continuous walk, our progressive walk, our grace walk, and then we end up the walk. Enoch, the man, he walked with God 300 years. When I read the Bible, there are two people that walk with God. One was Enoch, and Genesis 6 chapter and verse 9, Noah walked with God. When I read the Bible, I find two people that did not see the death. One is Enoch, and second what? Elijah. Enoch walked with God, and I want to tell you, you all are walking with God. Now, first, I want to tell you that when we begin our walk, as we walk, start our walk, then we continue, and then end our walk. When Enoch was 65 years, he brought the lamb, and he put the hand on that, whole family gathered. He put the hand on the lamb, and he confessed all his sins, and he said, Lord, I give this sacrifice to you. And he gave that lamb. And that lamb was the type of Christ who was going to come. In the Old Testament, whether in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, people were saved by faith through grace. In the Old Testament, people were looking at the one who was coming into this world, the Messiah. And we in the New Testament, we look backward that the Messiah has already come and he died. And every generation, people were saved by grace through faith, and without shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness. Enoch walked with God. Your walk with God and my walk with God started when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and when we receive him as our Lord and Savior. And that is our start. That is our beginning. And as we walk and walk and walk, it's a progressive walk. And Enoch walked with God 300 years. And during that walk, the Bible says in the Hebrews chapter, Jude chapter 1 and 14, that he was prophesying. He was prophesying that the Messiah is going to, he's going to come. The Messiah is coming with tens and thousands of saints. During the Enoch time, the first advent is not happened. And he's talking about the second advent, that Jesus Christ is going to come. And my dear brothers and sisters, there are three great books in the world that shows us that Jesus Christ is going to come. First is the Bible. Second is the Quran. And third is the Jewish scripture. Yesterday, 2 days before, I went to New York. And as I was walking, I saw a Jewish man. And I met him and I said, hello, I am so glad to meet you Jewish people because I love them. God loves them. And I told him that I follow that Jewish man who came into this world 2,000 years and he died on the cross and he was buried and he rose again. And he said, what is his name? I said, Yeshua. And he said, yeah, I heard about you. How do you know? I said, I read the scripture. Noah walked with God and Enoch walked with God. You know? Enoch walked with God in the days as we are living. And there were when God saw the wickedness of man, that his imagination is always toward the evil, God was grieved in his heart. And he said, I'm going to destroy this whole world. But Enoch walked with God. Noah walked with God. Enoch is the type of Christ. Enoch is the type of church. And Noah is the type of Jewish people, Jewish Israel. Before God began the tribulation on this earth, he's going to take He church to himself. Christ is waiting for us. You know, Jesus Christ is at the hand. He can come anytime. His advent, his second advent is timeless. It is dateless. And it is signless. It can come anytime. I see everywhere when I'm traveling, I see every 5 minutes, there is a church. Every 5 minutes, there is a cross. And I say that this is the Christ is going to come back. It's a glorious climax. It's going to happen. All the people in this, millions of people will be taken up. And why the church is so silent about Christ is coming back? Enoch prophesies, he was seventh generation from Adam. When we read the fifth chapter, you will find, and he died. And he died six times. It is written in the fifth chapter of Genesis. But when it comes to Enoch, the 21st verse, it says that he walked with God. And God has translated to him into his presence. And then comes, and when you walk with God, there will be a trouble. In this world, the world that crucified Jesus Christ, the world is against us. We have a three enemy. We have the world is the enemy. Satan is our enemy. And we have an old sin nature. And they always try to destroy us, distract us, always try to destroy our soul. But God, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, then we have a fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Yes, To walk with God, we need a cleansing every day. And thank God there is a blood on the mercy seat, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. As we walk, we continuously, our continuous walk, our progressive walk is we began to teach, we began to preach, we began to disciple, we began to plant the churches, and this is our continuous walk, progressive walk. But then comes the end of the walk. And the Bible says, one day, Enoch and God, they're walking together. And 300 years he walked. And as he was walking and walking and walking, and God was walking, how can they walk together? Amos 3:3 said, can two walk together unless they be agreed? God and Enoch were agreed. And 300 years, God and Enoch were walking and walking. Finally, they came to the end of the walk. Enoch walked and walked and walked, and finally, he told God, I came so long, my house is so far. God said, Enoch, 300 years we walk together. My house is very near. Let us walk together in the home. And the Bible says that he has not seen the death. And many of you, my dear friend, you will not see the death. Enoch was 65 years when he began his walk. You know, many times people say, I am so old and now my time is come to death. It's a rubbish thing. That is the thing. We start our walk. Enoch walked with God. When he was 65, he started. And 300 years he walked with God. Paul says in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, I tell you a mystery. We will not all die. Christ may be coming into your life, into your lifetime. This generation may be a last generation. We will not die. He said, I tell you a mystery. And that mystery that Christ is going to come back in the twinkling of eyes. And praise God that America will be, half of the America will be taken care of. They will go to heaven because America has been greatly evangelized. America has the great gospel. But in my country, every day, 10 to 15 people die without Christ. You know why? You and me, we are walking with God. We are, wherever we go, we witnessing, we sharing the gospel, because this is the walk. As we walk with God, we also talk about God. Our life here is to know him and to make him known. And finally, Enoch was taken away. And I want to tell you the last thing, that that finally, Enoch's wife, she was waiting. She said, what happened? He went in the morning for the work and still he is not come. Whole night she is waiting. She said, let him come. I will give him the nice scolding. You don't care about the children. You don't care about us. See, this is the time you're coming. Coming home, and she slept. She did not sleep the whole night. Next morning, she called her relatives. Have you seen Enoch? They said, no. They called in the office. They said, no. Finally, she went to the police station and registered the case that my husband is missing. And police department took the case. And police department said to the television station and television newscaster, there was a big program going on. Suddenly, interruption. I have the news. A 65 years man who's 5 feet 11, who has a bald headed. Because 65 years man will not have good hair. And he's missing. And they tried to, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5 said, they tried to search him everywhere, but they could not find him. And dear brothers and sisters, there is going to come a time that people will try to search us, but they will not find us. Because that when Christ will come, see what the Bible says here. Lastly, and I just want to quote, for the Lord himself shall descend from the heaven. Jesus Christ, 218 years, waiting to take his bride to himself. Is there any person here 218 times waiting to take his bride but Jesus? He wants the people from all the tribe, all the languages, all the nation to be the part of the bride. And when he comes, for the Lord himself shall descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and dead in Christ shall rise first. and then which we are alive and remain shall caught up together with in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall be with him forever. Future is ours. Christ is going to come and is going to take up all of this world. Are you ready? How many people are ready? Raise your hand. How many people are ready to go to heaven? Glory to God. Thank you very much.
All right, yeah. Would you be seated for a few minutes, please? That was fun, wasn't it? Yeah. How many of you understood Pastor Ganesh? Clearly, every word. And you didn't miss a word. Had to fill it in a little bit, you know, it was kind of getting used to the accent. It was so good, though. The passion, the love, the message. He said there's three parts to the walk. You start the walk, and then he said the end. And wasn't it good after walking for 300 years? He was so far away from home and so close to God. And he said there was another man that did not mortally die. That was Elijah, and he was taken up. And these are examples for us because we are going to be taken up also. And the rapture is going to happen, and Christ is going to come back, and he's going to put the house in order. And I want to do just a couple things. One of the parts when he was preaching was he said, in our country, remember when he said in our country, and how people are dying, and yeah, and so lost people. I don't want to go into too much, but Ganesh is from a village pretty far away from Mumbai, maybe 14 hours or something. He didn't grow up with wearing shoes. He wasn't like highly educated, but God did it, and he worked in this man, and he got the hunger, and he's become like just a blessing. And to think that in the ministry around the world this is happening, whether it's in France or Finland or Eastern Europe or Africa, this is amazing that this is happening. That people that are from parts of the world where the only reason is the grace of God and the Spirit of God. And I want you to read Revelation 7, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations. Do we have the map of India there that could go up? Okay, here it is. And this is a billion people population, large number of people. Hinduism prevails in their culture and their traditions. And there are 17,000 unreached people groups in India that we've read about through the years. And these people are working to bring the message to these places. And it actually happens that the human soul is forgiven. The blood washes clean. There's a new freedom, a knowledge of God, the Spirit of God giving me a love for God. And this is the work of grace. Pastor Bamuni said, if we teach law, it will kill us. But if we see Christ and hear God, God will give us and teach us and reveal to us the grace of God. And we will be understanding our new life, not in a religious way, but in a spiritual way, with love and truth in the inner man. For the Father seeks such to worship him in spirit and truth. And here it says that there's a great multitude in heaven in verse 9, which no man could number. And I know that man is numbering a lot of things. He can measure the oceans and the mountains, the air and the atmosphere, the size of the universe and everything, you know. I mean, he can number and he's counting all kinds of things. But here it says there's a huge number of people in heaven, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. You know, the atmosphere in heaven, with no sin nature, no pain, no tears, the spirit, the mind, the sense of truth, the holiness of God is breathtaking. When you taste the glory of God in your life, you experience the Spirit of God in your life, and you know the clarity of God's mind, the wisdom. And this will be of a magnitude in heaven that we have never experienced on the earth. It'll be just beyond what we could imagine. And this is what is said here in verse 10. They cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. The angels, real creatures, saying amen. Everything is so clear now. Blessing, I think there's seven words: blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. He is so humble. God is so humble, and we love him so much. That will happen. It makes me think that we have a mission here on earth that we don't know much about, that we are kind of struggling as we see through a glass darkly. We go from faith to faith, believing and hoping and knowing and measuring different degrees of measurement. We are convinced, we are persuaded, we understand it. And we understand it enough to know that, yeah, I was blind, now I see. I don't understand it, but I know it happened to me and you guys couldn't do it. I know that you guys that talk a lot about it, they couldn't do it, but there was somebody that did it. I was blind and now I see. And I don't know who he is. I haven't seen him. But I know this. When this is like part of our life and we are walking with God and we are also caring, like we said this morning, about the unjust judge in the world. The unjust, the lies. Because when we love righteousness, we hate iniquity. When we love God, we hate that which contradicts God. When we love God, we are actually with God, like he said, walking with God. And maybe in a way we are not, even though we are here, but in a way, where did you go? I have been changed. We have been changed from glory to glory. Enoch walked with God, and maybe before even God took him, Enoch was not, in a sense. We are caring about lost people. And just this week, This is my thought. The ministry of reaching unreached people. The ministry that takes a huge amount of faith and courage. The ministry that sends laborers into the fields. The ministry that says, we're not done. We're not finished. I'm not putting my church on co-pilot and just showing up and giving messages and going home. I'm not just going through the motions of being a pastor or going through the motions of being a Christian. I want to be all the way in. I want to be all the way in all my life. I want to know what God is saying with all my heart and think about the lost people that are still yet out there that are waiting to have somebody come and tell them about Jesus Christ. I want to be part of a church that is behind the scenes. We are praying and believing and anticipating and expecting. We are saying, God, give us more. I'm saying this not to you, but with you, with all of us, with a loud voice and the voice of many waters saying, our God is worthy of everything. He is worthy of all our life, every second of our life, all of our interests, all of our gifts, anything that we have received. As Pastor Bob Mooney said, with all my heart, my greatest joy is to lead somebody to Christ. My greatest joy is to make the grace message clear as crystal. My greatest joy is to assemble with Christ and His holiness in our midst, His Holy Spirit anointing us in our lives and saying, come on, follow me. I want around my throne people from all nations, all tribes, and all languages. But we can't produce this week. But it can fall on us from heaven. We can't just be talking about it and yelling or talking or something like that. No, I want the Holy Spirit to say it to us. That the Holy Spirit will say to us real deeply in our hearts, I am God and I have called you. And I have called you into a local assembly. I've called you at the cross. Where do I settle my garbage in with God? You know, everybody has some garbage in their life. You know, they don't want to forgive. They cheat. They lie. They've got garbage. Where do you go to do business with God? Amen? You know where? The altar of God. The cross. That's where we can go. We've got an altar. We got an altar with God. I was thinking of it today. I was saying, thank you, Jesus. I got always an open door, open window. I got a place to go to do business with the garbage of life. My unholiness, my unbelief, my fears. And when you, O holy God in heaven, visit us at the altar, when we bring our life to the cross, then our children are not the issue in life. Christ is the issue. Our family is not the issue. God bless, thank God for our family, but we've got Christ in our life. So then the blessing goes down. It goes to our family and our business and our life and our convictions and our churches. I believe this is going to be a great week, honestly. And I believe that our prayers are going to be answered. And I believe God is going to speak to us. And I believe that maybe some are going to say, I want to be all the way in. I'm in with God at the cross. And that's what I want. So that's that. Amen. Would you pray with me right now, please? Just say a prayer. Father, we are assembling here tonight. And we want this week, we've just heard two men of God, clear men of God, tonight, these men of God, they are men of God. Wow, that's beautiful. It helps us. If we were to walk with these men of God, we would not hear a lot of whining and crying. And that happens to all of us in life, but we settle things at the altar, and the Holy Spirit will help us and fill us. And we will care about the things you care about, God. Lead us in our mission. Greater Grace is on a mission, but it's not Greater Grace. More, it's Jesus is on a mission. Jesus is here in the world. The dear Baptists, Presbyterians, Pentecostal brothers, and whoever they may be, oh God, bless them and pour your Spirit out on all of your people around the world. And then in our particular family, our particular portion in this world, lift up our eyes to look on the fields. And we want to see more of your grace happening and pouring it out on your people, so that around your throne one day we'll be there with these people and more, a number that cannot be numbered, so great, and we will be all part of that and say these powerful words, wisdom and glory and blessing and honor and thanksgiving be unto you, O God, forever and ever. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.